There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Are here to bring you through the issues of the day, pretty much the same as we do every day. The issues aren't the same, but the conversation hopefully is engaging, and I'd like to think that was the same each day. The conversation today, focusing on the discussion last night, I resent even, that maybe is too strong a word, but this certainly was not a debate. There was no debating going on. The only discussion and debate about it today is how bad the Fox News
they
people...
They stabbed Donald Trump in the back.
In general. Roberta, did you watch this at all?
Oh, yes, I did.
Okay. So, in terms of just bringing people around to understanding what the issues are or what these people are about, it was helpful for me to see Ben Carson and get a sense of him. I thought that Donald Trump was measured in his remarks. So
did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't think he was as strident as he had been. Ben Carson here joked about what qualified him to be president.
It was a great one.
Great.
Well, I haven't said anything about me being the only one to do anything, so let me try that. I'm the only one to separate Siamese twins. The only one to operate on babies while they were still in the mother's womb. The only one to take out half of a brain, although you would think if you go to Washington that someone had beat me to it. But,
that's a great line.
Yeah. Great.
But I'm very hopeful that I'm not the only one who's willing to pick up the baton of freedom, because freedom is not free, and we must fight for it every day. Every one of us must fight for it, because we're fighting for our children and the next generation.
So my only comment with him was that he doesn't understand the military and how it operates, how it works.
Yeah.
I thought that was clear. Doesn't understand waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, and sort of played to or pandered to those who would be supportive in a primary of someone who just talked about the military. We need more military. We need more, more.
He's not going to be the candidate, but he was very well spoken. I mean, you can't take away, his intelligence and how well spoken he is. The only issue is he's just not quick enough to keep up with the rest. He's very slow in his.
Who was it that talked about the $1 billion worth of Humvees that had been stolen by ISIS? Do you remember which one of them on the stage?
Oh, yeah. That was Rand, wasn't it?
Was it Rand Paul?
I think it was.
Doug, did you hear Ben Carson's response on race?
I did not, Richie.
He said, beautiful also.
Yeah, he said, I don't care. He was asked by an NPR reporter what he would do or what he thought about race, and he said, I'm a neurosurgeon. And they said, so what? What does that mean? He says, I look at the insides of people's brains where people are really made.
Good for him.
Yep, and he said, it doesn't matter what color they are or what ethnicity they are. Yeah. Everybody's brain looks the same.
Good for him.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a good answer.
All right.
Very good.
So then there was Donald Trump, who was bagged at the beginning by Megyn Kelly, who was obnoxious. All of the things that I've said about you, regardless, and I don't want this to sound arrogant, but I'm a pretty good judge of character. From the beginning, I have never liked her. I never thought that she was anything. Maybe it's because of what I know about what went on behind the scenes for her to get on at 9 o'clock and what happened with Hannity, but I just don't like her. I've never liked her.
Try from the other side. I do like her, and I thought she begged
Trump. I like her, too.
Yeah.
I thought
she was not Trump. She's just smug and arrogant. and the woman that I...
But you wouldn't be saying that about her if she were a man. I think smug and arrogant.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Absolutely
no,
would.
Absolutely.
Don't say that, because that's not true. And as a matter of fact, the woman that I love, who was sitting next to me on the couch was, as we watched this, she turned to me and said the very same thing. It was, she does like Megyn Kelly. She thinks, for whatever the reasons, you know, that she's smart and yada, yada. But the first thing she... the first thing she said is she wears extensions on her hair.
Yeah, that's no shock. She had short hair a year ago.
Yeah, okay. But that's, it was just interesting that that was the first thing that came out of that. Anyway, I think Trump presented himself in a moderate way. I still feel that Trump has more to say that's important, no matter how he says it. I liked Jeb Bush and the way he came across. Huckabee had some good answers, but I'm not a fan of his because I don't like his social.
I thought he was very good.
Well, but
he looked very strong.
He's preachy. He's too preachy.
You know who else I liked, Doug, who I had never even paid 2 minutes attention to?
Yeah.
Kasich.
Yeah. Well, I told you you'd like him. All right, so Roberta, we have heard from, I don't want to spend too much time on this, maybe another 60 seconds, but from your point of view, as someone who wouldn't vote for any of these people, what measured sort of non-strident approach would you have?
Who did you surprisingly like?
I liked Carson, I'll tell you. Maybe because he's more the anti-Republican as far as, you know, how he presents himself and, you know, as far as, you know, his... oh, gosh. I actually posted on Facebook that if I heard the word God or faith one more time, I was going to throw up.
Well, it's a pander. It's a pandering.
It's an absolute pandering. Yeah. And I think Bernie Sanders said it best, because he said not one word about income and wealth inequality, not one word about climate change,
because
not one word about Citizen United, and not one word about student debt.
You're not going to have that. Like, these guys are not going to talk
like,
about that.
It's like, you know...
That's not their issue.
It's not the Democratic debate.
But what you did hear is you did hear people like, let's see, I did hear Cruz saying, Jesus, God talks to me every day. Lord wants America to lead. You had Walker, say, Jesus Christ redeemed my sins and God calls us to follow his rule.
They said that in the
but
debate.
That's yeah. not, but wait, let me stop you right there. Because
I'm not misquoting. These are direct quotes.
No, copy these down. Just stop for a second, though. The question was, does God talk to you? And that's why these candidates brought that up. It's not like they just say it out of the blue. Oh, the Lord speaks to me.
But there were other candidates who did not.
The question
who
they were
did
answering.
Not answer that.
Well,
who would answer
they
like
said
God? No. There were other ones who said God has blessed the Republican Party.
Yeah, right. He said that because candidates. He made a joke.
Right. He said God has blessed the Republican Party with 17 good candidates.
I'm sorry. What happened to the separation of church and state?
And
I was very,
Roberta,
very.
He made a joke. He said, God has blessed the Republican Party with 17 good candidates and haven't given the Democrats one.
So and God has blessed
joke.
Our country. Well, so there was a little
but
bit
that's
of too
what
much.
You, but Roberta, the
too
reality
much pandering.
Is,
too much
of
pandering
course
there
was
here.
Pandering. But that's what the Republican or any the I mean, left is going to have to pander. The people who want to get through the primary are going to have to pander to the left to the extreme. That's the problem.
The last question was, does God speak to you? And so that's why these guys were answering that question.
But they didn't have to say, "Oh, God speaks to me every day in the scriptures." That's not an answer.
Yeah,
well,
it is for some of them. It is because that's what. The base
wants. The truth.
Whether it's the truth or it isn't the truth,
his
that's
dad's
what the base
a, his dad's a preacher. His dad had this life of...
Sorry, that borders on schizophrenic.
But you're not going to vote for any of them anyway, so what difference does it make?
But what the difference it makes is that I just wonder how dumbed down do they think the American people are that they can pander to them?
So
not
you're
talk about
that belief.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that not talk about the real issues.
Right. You want the answer to the question of how dumbed down America has become? Look at who's the president now.
Yeah.
That's the answer. 888-302-3684. All right, we're going to move on, but I did want to get everybody's perspective on that. It's 16 past the hour on today's Doug Stephan Good Day program.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices,
like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school. rules, though.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime high traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 1414. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 1414. That's readyforfresh.com, code 1414.
Doug Steffens Good Day program coming up at 19 after the hour. The United States of America is way behind when it comes to the way we use credit cards and how we, what we have in terms of access to the new chip-enabled credit cards.
Chip and PIN.
What's it called?
Chip and PIN.
Why?
Well, it's got a microchip in there, which is another digital identifier, and then a PIN number that goes along with it, which is the human element to it. And this is the one they have all over the world, except for Nigeria and the United States.
Yep.
Every other country uses the chip and PIN.
So there's an October 1st deadline, apparently, for the out-of-date credit cards to be replaced so that the new chip does work.
You know,
and I don't have any clue as to, I've got 4 credit cards. I don't know that they're going to replace mine.
It's funny that you mentioned that. I was in a store the other day, can't remember which one, and a gentleman went to stick his card in the bottom of the card reader instead of swiping it on the side.
Yeah.
He said, and he looked at the cash register person, and he said, does the chip and PIN? And they said, oh, I don't know. Do you have to swipe? So apparently the machines are in place.
They are now, yeah.
We but obviously the employees haven't heard about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you try to swipe a chip and PIN, it may not work.
Well, it'll use the magnetic card.
So they have to get out
there. Sometimes it doesn't.
So the stores have to retool as well. Is that where everybody's got to?
And that's always been the big debate, is who was going to pay for the retooling of the equipment. Would it be the vendor, the stores, or would it be the financial, the banks?
Usually it's the credit card companies that gives the
And that's what everybody's been fighting about over the last couple of years. And that's when Congress stepped in and said, well, here, you got to figure it out. Do this, do this. And
by this date. I don't know why, but the October 1st
deadline. But you know what? It's all fixed by Apple Pay.
Is it really?
Or by the Android.
Yeah.
By the Android.
Yep. Except Apple has way too much power and control over what we're doing now in this country. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Affordable.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Wonder Time on the Good Day program. Hello. We're going to play a song by an artist that had one number one pop single. How about a pop hit single? Tell us the name of the artist at 888-302-3684. And you will win a sample pack of Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray, which is something you must have in your home.
Great
super
stuff.
Product. Great, great stuff. This is called You're Beautiful, and it is a song about beautiful people. Who is this? 888-302-3684.
He sounds like two other singers, so I think this will be maybe a little confusing.
No, that's all right. We like a little bit of confusion here and there.
I like it. In a crowded place. And if you want a hit, you can smoke him.
Right. All I think about when I hear his name is Cheech and Chong.
Okay.
Roberta Williams.
Really? All right, get your thinking caps on or your music ears. 888-302-3684. A great sentiment in this song. Wonderful. As I walked on by, she could see from my face that I was flying high, and I don't think that I'll see her again, but we shared a moment that will last to the end. You're beautiful.
Yeah. Interesting about him is he doesn't have a great voice, but this song is, he sings it so well.
He obviously is thinking of somebody who sings this.
Very
where his voice goes up and down, he's really good. Interesting voice. Great.
Oh, you want me to do that?
Yeah.
La 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 la. Born in an army hospital in Tidworth, which is in Wiltshire, in England. He learned to play the piano and the violin as a child. Spent his early childhood on a military base. His father was a helicopter pilot in the British Army Air Corps. His father encouraged his love of flight, and this friend fellow got a pilot's license when he was 16. Studied aerospace engineering and manufacturing at the University of Bristol. Later he switched his major to sociology and received a B.S. in 1996. After college, he spent 4 years in active duty, spent his time off of the base recording music demos. After he left the Army, he was signed by EMI, and they sent him to Los Angeles to work on his recordings. And while he was there, he stayed with actress Carrie Fisher. His third single was You're Beautiful. The album eventually sold 11 million copies around the world. He was nominated for 5 Grammys during the year. Now, this was a big song. This is the number one song during this week in 2005, by the way. Let's see, we have some... No mystery here. After all. Hi, let's see here. I would like to go to Spartanburg, South Carolina, because I can't remember the last time I spoke to anybody. I've been through Spartanburg a number of times. Chris, welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
That's a good thing, and I'm glad to hear it. So what can you tell us about this gentleman, including his name?
I don't know anything about him. I do know the song.
Yeah, what's the name of this song? We know the song.
Is Beautiful? Yeah, and it's by James Blunt.
James Blunt is
very
his
good.
Name. Yep. I don't know much about him after this song because he doesn't seem to be. He offered his sister for sale on eBay. He died?
No.
All right, Chris, thank you. Hold on a second. We'll get your address into this pack of sample items from Cedarside. You'll like
it. Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Reading your pet's body language. You know, every animal has his or her own natural instinctive behavior. The way your dog holds his head, the height at which he holds his tail, and the position of his ears are all part of his normal makeup. It's common knowledge that we give other people clues to our moves just by the way we act. Cracking our knuckles, scratching our head, shaking our leg, crossing our legs are all indications of our moods. You know, it's really important. I say this to everyone. If you have a dog or a cat, it doesn't make any difference. Watch their body language. They will tell you exactly what they're thinking just by watching them. For example, if the tail is between the dog's legs, that could be a sign that the dog is fearful or he's not feeling well. If the tail is wagging, does that always mean the dog is friendly? Not necessarily. You got to look at the rest of the body language at the same time. Body language is the way one dog communicates with another dog, and it's important for us as good pet guardians to take the time to understand what our pets are saying, because we can learn an awful lot by watching Fido and Fluffy. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourRight.com. That's BicFightForYourRight, WRITE.com.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call...
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton.
Doug Steffen, good day program. It's Friday on the radio, August the 7th. Roberta Fasanelli is here with Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. As you can imagine, we're having conversation about the appearance of the 17 candidates who would be president. So we have that in our focus. Other things that are going on, the wild focus on these two immigrants in the city commission, or to city commissions, the appointment of these two by the mayor of Huntington Beach. I want to say Huntington Beach, but it's not Huntington,
Huntington
Beach.
Park.
Huntington Park, which is in L.A. County. There's an attachment as well, or ought to be, this is wildly outrageous, wildly crazy, and it's trending at DougSteffen.com. The presentation last night, I don't like the word debate. I find it offensive, frankly. I found a lot of things about this 2 hours of airtime to be offensive. The way that Fox handled Donald Trump. I've never had much use. I have a lot of respect for Roger Ailes because I think he's a brilliant pitchman. I think he's a brilliant manager. I think he's a brilliant idea person. But in terms of, and by the way, he makes no bones about what the object lesson is at Fox. And so because he's been so brilliant at it, they've been so successful, Rupert Murdoch pays him $23 million a year, and he is, I think, almost 80. Now, you can check this, Richie, but I believe he's 70, I want to say 77, 78, something like that. He was a really smart strategist. It got started during the Nixon years, plied his trade well, has lots of respect among that.
Roger Ailes, 75.
75, okay. Mm-hmm. But he is the architect of Fox, and you cannot argue with their success. He understands what the public wants in terms of the lack of substance, and that, I mean, that's what it is.
You would have thought they would have been a little bit more.
You're a little less transparent.
They obvious. Were,
they were
so
very obvious.
Yeah, that's right.
That they did not like Trump.
What they're all about.
It started off at the beginning with that poll question.
Yeah,
who
right.
pledges their allegiance
right.
to the GOP? Come on.
All right. So and here's Donald Trump refusing to tell Bret Baier if he would support the GOP nominee. Remember, the first question was about mm-hmm. whether you would pledge, and this was a bag job. And at this point, I was turned off
him.
Already. So it's a problem for him. But this really, I've never thought Bret Baier. Remember when there was a story a couple of weeks ago, Jennifer in the television report.
Yeah, and I said he re-signed.
Who cares? It's just
he's a nice guy. You'd like him if you talked to him.
Well, maybe I would, but I
thought he was less offensive than Eric. What's his face? Chris Wallace. I mean,
Chris really? Wallace.
Nah.
Yeah, I thought Chris Wallace was trying to zing Donald Trump.
I like Megyn Kelly, but I thought she was man. She came off as
hard. Right, see what we're doing?
Yep.
We're talking about Fox. It was like last night when I got the biggest kick out of it. I looked at Meredith. I said this three or four times. She was looking at me. There was the name that was mentioned more than anybody else's last night was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
There was every single one of them up there talking about Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton,
sure,
Hillary Clinton.
That's the eventual opponent.
I thought it was just interesting they were giving her that.
So place. Here's Trump and his response to whether he would
support the,
support
GOP
the third party.
Right. Is there anyone on stage, and can I see hands, who is unwilling tonight to pledge your support to the eventual nominee of the Republican Party and pledge to not run an independent campaign against that person? Again, we're looking for you to raise your hand.
Boo!
Raise your
Boo!
Hand now if you won't make that
Boo!
Pledge tonight.
Because Ronald is Donald Reagan's hand.
And they're booing Bret Baier, not Donald Trump.
No, to be clear,
you think so?
You're standing on a Republican primary.
I fully understand.
The place where the RNC will give the nominee the nod.
I fully understand.
And that experts say an independent run would almost certainly hand the race over to Democrats and likely another Clinton. You can't say tonight that you can make that pledge.
I cannot say. I have to respect the person that, if it's not me, the person that wins. If I do win and I'm leading by quite a bit, that's what I want to do. I can totally make that pledge. If I'm the nominee, I will pledge. I will not run as an independent. But and I am discussing it with everybody, but I'm, you know, talking about a lot of leverage. We want to win, and we will win. But I want to win as the Republican. I want to run as the Republican nominee.
All right, good. Okay. Quote of the day today, I'm going to get a drink. John Stewart said goodbye last night. It was the last Daily Show.
I was there, Doug.
I know you were.
Very emotional.
Yeah, was it? Okay, well, let's talk about
that. There was a lot of crying. No, Stewart was crying off camera. Oh, my goodness. He was crying like crazy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll talk about it during the television report, just coming up in a few minutes. Here's the thought of the day from Yogi Berra, who was inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. If you don't know where you're going, you might wind up someplace else.
That's a gem, man.
Oh, my God. With me. When you get to the fork in the road, take it.
Right.
That was my, favorite of all of these. By the way, the people up there, I was thinking about names. Jeb, everybody knows who you're talking about. The Donald, everybody knows who you're talking about. Is that true with any of the rest of the people who were up there? I think you have to have both names. What I liked was he referred to himself as Vito Corleone. I thought that was a good
I
laugh.
I love that. That was funny.
Yeah,
that was good.
Yeah, it was good. Okay, so it's 20 minutes before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Gwyneth Paltrow is in my focus because she has taken her fight against the GMOs, genetically modified food, to Washington, has a petition with 240,000 names on it. And this is the largest, by the way, petition with the largest number of names for a long time to be brought to the city. These people can't ignore this. As much as they want to, they can't ignore what the public is saying about labeling foods. The public isn't saying don't use GMOs. You make your decision on what you want to buy based on your own preferences. Nobody's saying we don't want to have GMO. Well, there are people saying you ought not to have GMO foods around. But the educational process to get people to understand what it is that is in the meat, what's in the produce, or how it comes to be, more importantly, is something that is an inherent American right. And it has been so flagrantly violated by the House anyway, and the Senate gets that. So that bill that passed in the House ain't going to get any place. But still, the arrogance of passing that and seeing how the Connecticut... I thought that was an interesting, by the way, byproduct of the conversation last night about who you support. Trump was very forthright in talking about people. As a matter of fact, he said, I've sent checks to every one of you, I think, except for one.
Yeah.
Up there. And he was asked about what had got him, and he joked about going to... Hillary Clinton got invited to his wedding.
He said, I gave Hillary a check, and you know what it got me? She came to my wedding.
Yeah.
I said, come to my wedding, and she did.
And she had to.
Yeah, she had to, that's right. I can't wait for her response to that. That would be great.
Yeah. So anyway, but the story there, DougStephan.com, is very important for you to understand where all of this is going, and I hope that you, it's not complicated. It just is something that you have to, in this circumstances, she feels strongly, and so do I, and so do many other people, that you got to get in the face of these people. This is not something that easily gets handled by sending a note or, you know, you've got to be in their face. And I find what I was told by the chairman of the Board of Selectmen in my town of Framingham, when I had an issue before the Board of Selectmen, he looked at me and he said, it's hard to vote against you when you're sitting in the audience. And that's, I think,
wow.
From Gwyneth Paltrow, it is. Think about it for a minute. All right, Roberta, quickly, there's another cat cafe opening in New York, the second cat cafe, Conecco. Expected to open next month on the Lower East Side. You can make reservations to eat and drink beer, wine, and sake with cats that are up for adoption. $15 a person per hour. So,
No food, though, because it's against health regulations.
Right. You can't eat the cats and you can't eat anything else that's there.
Unless you're in Chinatown.
Right, exactly. So what do we think about this idea? I actually quite like it, frankly.
It's a wonderful stress reliever. I mean, they've proven how having a pet, and you could ask Warren about this, how having a pet, you know, can really lower your stress levels.
But what an interesting way to find adoption possibilities.
Find a cat you love.
Yeah, right. All right,
I miss my cat.
Good point.
She's
in California.
I don't miss
your
cat.
You don't hear her meowing in the background.
I don't miss your cat at all.
Obnoxious.
17 before the hour, 43 after on Good Day. Television report.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129 and scrape tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middleman, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with TV host and travel expert Ted Allen. Many people think a dream vacation is something you have to save up for over the years. And a surprising 56% of Americans are not using a rewards credit card to offset travel costs. Here are more tips to get your dream vacation off the ground from TV host and travel expert Ted Allen.
Dream vacations don't have to be something you just imagine. With some savvy planning and budgeting, dream vacations, both large and small, can become a reality. When planning my vacations, I make sure to offset costs by using my travel rewards points. My Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card lets me earn unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend on all purchases, everywhere, every time. Then, when I'm ready to redeem, I have the flexibility to use my points for more than just flights. And here's a tip. Throughout the year, try saving up points to help pay for season passes for an amusement park or a city bus tour for the whole family.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer. Responsibly.
47 after the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli was fortunate enough to be at the final evening of the Jon Stewart Daily Show. So give us in a few seconds your impression of his conduct and what was the sense on the stage and the set of this last performance.
It was very, very emotional. You know, a lot of things happen behind the scene when the cameras are off, you know, during commercial breaks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stewart was visibly crying, and I was seated right next to his wife and his kids.
Yeah.
Two girls were there. And right at the end of the show, when Springsteen was playing, Stewart was in that corner, and he was hugging his kids and his wife, and he was just bawling. Mm-hmm. He was crying uncontrollably.
Mm-hmm.
It was really something to see. It was a very, very emotional moment.
Yeah. Here's a brief excerpt from that last show.
I've been in show business a long time. I've worked in a lot of different atmospheres at varying levels of toxicity. And this is the most beautiful place I've ever been, and I'll never have that again. And I had to come to terms with that before leaving, knowing what I was walking away from.
Yeah. He's done a great job. He set up a brand. Nobody would have known about Comedy Central and what The Daily Show was.
Let me throw this one at you.
His show, and it will not succeed after he's off of it.
I heard him referred to as the Johnny Carson of this generation.
It's an interesting
yesterday.
Yeah.
I think this generation uses him. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it's how the people in their 20s, the millennials, got their news.
Uh-huh. My son would say that to you.
Yep. Yeah.
My son would tell you that was how he got to news.
Yeah, you know, 30-some years, and Stewart had 10 really good years.
Yeah, no, he's not Johnny Carson, but I can see where he's Johnny Carson-esque. I mean, he was important to a whole generation of kids.
Right.
And he started a whole new genre of how news is reported.
Yeah, he did.
So I think John Oliver should have taken over.
Yeah.
I do, too.
I love John Oliver.
All right. Fox has ordered Star, a new pilot from the same person that's doing Empire. What's the show about, Jen?
It's a really good question.
Oh, okay.
Lee Daniels is the creator of Empire, and according to the Fox executives at the TCA, Star is going to tell the story of three ambitious young women who form a girl band. So mm-hmm. we've got hip hop with Empire, we've got the girl band world with Star, and it's going to be like a Dreamgirls take. Remember the movie Dreamgirls?
Yeah.
So it'll be like a modern day girl group.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
I don't understand. I saw that there's a connection between Fox NFL Sunday and the Emmys, the red carpet. I don't get this.
So the Emmys are going to be held on September 20th.
Right.
And Fox is going to air live from the Emmy Awards on the red carpet. This is kind of bizarre. They're going to do halftime segments, wrap-ups, and lead-ins with live shots on the carpet for the Philadelphia Eagles and Dallas Cowboys game. So it's sort of a crossover promotion because there'll be a football game going on at that time. So Terry Bradshaw, Kurt Menefee, and Jimmy Johnson, Michael Strahan will be sitting on the carpet at the Emmys doing their commentary on the Dallas Cowboys Philadelphia Eagles game.
I see Bill Hader, who's the male lead in that comedy with Amy Schumer, is going to Brooklyn 99 to replace Andre Brock, who I never thought belonged in there. I've seen that show. It has its moments. But Andre Brower, I don't think you belong.
Well, Bill Hader coming to join that show. It premieres September 27th on Fox.
Fox. X-Men TV series, Prison Break Revival. They're all over the place.
All over. We'll
boo on their performance last night, though. 51 after.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Like to get away, we've come to the right place. BestFares.com is a great website. You can do tickets for all kinds of things there. Tom Parsons is the editor and publisher of a newsletter that's on the site, BestFares.com, and he has knowledge, inside knowledge of when the fairs sales are going to take place, where to go to get the best deals, etc., etc. I want to talk to him about this Senate panel that has urged a crackdown on airline fees. We'll figure out how that works and how it will impact you and your travel up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, Lexar S50 16GB flash drives are just $6.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/8/15.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, W-R-I-T-E.com.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing option should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter here. Travel news and information, Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. There appears to be no connection, as we have acknowledged here 100 times if we've acknowledged it once. You're all over fees, bag fees, the fees that you have to pay if you change your ticket, the surcharge for fuel, all of these things. The airlines are making millions and millions of dollars and screwing people. At the same time, the government wants to look at it. Well, is the government's at fault because they allowed these things to happen in the first place? If they just said no to the mergers or no to some of these things, the airlines are somewhat regulated. So isn't it the government's fault when you get down to it, Tom?
Well, sort of, but this is, you know, this is a collusion between the airlines. Some of these things, like change fees, cancellation fees, they don't have to go before the Department of Justice or Transportation. They just put it there. Fuel surcharges, I guarantee you that they didn't go before the United States government and say, oh, by the way, every airplane ticket going to Europe with all our co-chair partners is now $516, and it hasn't budged in 3 or 4 years, and yet fuel is half what it used to be. But mm-hmm. they're still charging the mandatory $516. I guess the irritant, too, is you cannot resell your ticket like you could for a concert or something in that order. And many of the baseball games and baseball teams will let you resell your tickets to somebody else on their website or whoever you want. The airlines want $200 for change in an airplane ticket. It doesn't matter if you want to change it 180 days from now, 90 days from now, or tomorrow. They want the same $200.
And that's just abusive. That's plain, downright rotten and abusive.
Yes, and the ticket could cost you $100, and you got to pay $200 to change it cancel it. You know, for those who do call and you have a $100 airplane ticket, shame on you.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you make? The airlines this week said that they're not going to carry trophies back from Europe or Africa. That is animals who have been killed. That's just more good PR, isn't it?
Political correct.
Yeah.
Political correct. UPS sure didn't say anything at all. They said, yep, we'll still be doing it.
Oh, I thought UPS said they weren't going to do it.
No, I thought UPS said they still would.
Huh.
UPS is a cargo company. Now I don't know what's going to happen if the guy kills one of those things with antlers up in Montana or something. Because the airlines do charge you $75 to ship one of them home.
Really?
Yeah. I guess they're not considered wild and crazy animals.
No.
They'll still transport them.
Yeah. All right. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Check out the website for the best deals around, whether you're traveling today, tomorrow, next week, next month. Check it out, bestfares.com. Thank you, Tom.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.